Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Derek Smalls in studio. The album Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging, available now on Amazon, Spotify, and iTunes. And,
extremely available.
Totally available. And if you'd like to bookmark us and click through our site at Amazon, it would just help. Peter Frampton is on the song.
No, Peter pulled out.
Peter pulled?
Peter pulled.
Oh, so he's not on the song.
He's on every other album but this one.
Really?
Yeah, but name the people who are on this album.
Well, Steve Lukather is on there.
Yeah.
As we know from Toto, he's a great guy. He's been here. Taylor Hawkins.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a serious drummer.
You see Chad Smith.
Another great drummer there. Yeah. Paul Schaefer, Steve Vai, Jane Lynch.
Yeah, but then Donald Fagen, David Crosby, Rick Wakeman, Rock Royalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they on it?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all on it?
Oh, yeah, they're all on it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You really, well, you've been in the industry for so long.
Dweezil Zappa, Dweezil Bloody Zappa.
Another great guitarist.
Yeah.
How you make long? A name for yourself and earn a reputation over the years like Derek has. You know, you can pull in the heavy hitters.
I'll tell you, Adam, right? It says it right behind you.
Yeah.
When we started calling people to be on this record, and I thought, you know, we're going to have problems because they weren't returning the call and everything. Mm-hmm. But finally, when they did, it was such warmth and love, and one of them, I forget who summed it up, but he said, "Yeah, man, it's a pity fuck." And I thought that's a compliment,
because
we've all been on the other side of that one.
Sure.
Right. And obviously these guys first knew you with Spinal Tap, there's bands before Spinal Tap. I learned from watching
the Thamesmen. I wasn't in the Thamesmen, though. I was in an all-white ska band at that time called Scarface. But Ronnie Pudding, who'd been with the band, left to go to Namibia.
Then Danny Upham, I think, was around.
Danny Upham was there.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, Tap dissolves and reforms, and it doesn't break up. You know, it's like a little lump of sugar in a warm saucer of milk. It's just sometimes it's there, and then it's not there. You know, later.
Right, but it's always in the milk.
But so I joined a Christian rock band at one point.
Tap.
Well, in the middle of Tap.
Oh, that was the Blood.
Lamb's Blood. Yeah.
Lamb's Blood.
Whole Lot of Lord was our hit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you religious?
No, not at all.
But just, So that'd be a good way to make money?
Needed a gig. Yeah, you know the feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I'd gotten the... They weren't sure about me, you know, because mm-hmm. they're a very clean-cut band.
Right.
And
Christian rock.
Right. At the beginning, you know. Right. Now they look like, you know, everything else. But at the... So I got a fish tattoo.
Oh, the fish.
Yeah, the fish.
Yeah, right. Just to show you were... You're committing.
Yeah. So I was one of us,
right.
as we used mm-hmm. to say. And then I went back to tap reforms, and I'm going, mm-hmm. and now I got this bloody fish on my arm. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I got a tattoo of the devil eating the fish.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And that's rock and roll.
That is rock and roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were privileged to watch the video for the song while everyone else, you know, was hearing it. And one of my favorite little moments was when he referenced the contract they signed. Mm. He was signing the contract, Derek Smalls, and the other side had been signed by Satan.
Mm. Well, yeah.
In red ink, by the way.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Or blood. Mm-hmm. Well, either one. It was very effective. Yeah. It was very effective.
Derek Smalls.
Satan's business is all in red ink.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be weird if it
wasn't. What happens when you have to correct Satan?
White
and
out.
There's already red.
White out.
Okay. Yeah, but you know how the teacher would use the red pen to when Satan turns in a spelling test or something, and everything's in red, and then you got to get the red pen out, but that doesn't work with Satan.
As I understand it, you don't correct Satan.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
That wouldn't be a bad name for an album.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. You don't correct Satan.
You don't correct Satan.
That's good.
That could go over the tattoo of Satan eating the fish.
Sure. Or could open Thursdays in the theater near you.
Derek Smalls, by the way, is going to be playing at Washington, D.C. Kennedy Center.
Oh, wow.
That is Thursday, July 19th. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. With the National Symphony. Oh, can we expect some tap songs as well?
Yeah. We did the first show in New Orleans with Louisiana Philharmonic, and we did... 5 tap songs, and one of them, Big Bottom.
Yeah.
We premiered the launch of the world's first inflatable pink torpedo.
Oh, yeah. He's going to sink her with his pink torpedo.
Yeah. So as you look up, you're going to see it.
Oh, man.
Flying over your head.
I love it. Yeah. It's like the wall,
yep.
but with a huge pink dick.
Yeah. And Mexico isn't paying for it.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. That's right.
Much like the wall. And we also had 12 sousaphone players on stage from brass bands in New Orleans to make the bottom just that much bigger.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to say, I know you like rock and roll, Derek.
Yeah.
Speaking of Philharmonic, and I know that I think the Budapest Philharmonic was also playing on the sound.
On the record.
And on the record.
Yeah.
Max Apata, remember I found about 3 or 4 years ago, it was one of my favorite all-time rock songs. They're mostly all tap songs, but this was a Deep Purple song called Burn, which is just the rockinest, rollinest, like 70s all-timer. But this was... Burn with the Philharmonic.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
playing underneath it. And God damn, did it jam. It was so, it added so much to have all the strings and everything behind behind it.
It's, well, it's like you're a painter and you've been painting with red, green, and blue all these years. And suddenly somebody says there's orange and there's yellow and there's pink and there's burnt.
Next thing you know, there's a gay flag worth of colors in there.
But they're all in black tuxedos and gowns and stuff, and
they're
sawn away behind you.
But it adds so much.
Yeah, it's just all these colors you can't just get with a guitar and a bass and a drums.
I love it.
Yeah. Also, they're readers. They're looking at these little dots all the time.
Oh, they're reading music.
Yeah, which is amazing to me.
It's like you don't read music?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's like watching people, you know, in a cave in Egypt. And this says that it's going to eat the...
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
You weren't classically trained. A lot of European guys or English guys are classically trained.
I think Rick Wakeman was classically trained. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like some of those like Moody Blues guys and those guys...
Well, all the keyboard guys.
All the keyboard guys. Yeah. They've all disappointed their parents.
Yeah. They thought they would be, you know, in Victor Borge or something.
Right. He was a comedian who played the piano.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Funny piano player.
Well, he was a piano player first, and then people said, hey, you're funny. Why don't you do that too?
And he'd do a move where he like went all the way down the keys and then fell off the end of the thing. Like,
arpeggio. The arpeggio went too far.
Yes.
And there was not enough bench or keys.
I remember my grandfather being delighted by him.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it was that kind of thing where he had to master the instrument first, and then he could be, then he could goof
then
on it.
Then he could be funny. He was a piano virtuoso.
And there was a lot of, like, reading the music upside down jokes, there was that, if I remember. Yeah.
But it was reading. See, that joke wouldn't work with me because I don't read. You don't read music. So I could read.
So you just picked up the bass guitar as a lad and sort of self-taught?
Yeah. I mean, I was in art school. I was in the London School of Design.
How'd you stumble upon that?
Well, the initials really attracted me. LSD.
London School of Design. Oh, I thought it was art school. It was ass. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and my roommate was a guitar player, and he said, pick one of those up. And I did, and I started noodling around, and I thought, my fingers are going to be shredded on these little strings. He said, all right, pick up that piece of shit in the corner, which was a little Japanese plywood three-quarter size bass. And I went, these strings feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and fat, you know.
And that's when you knew the bass was for you.
Nice and fat.
I'll see if we can find Burn. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. I want to thank them for sponsoring this half of the show at LifeLock.com. And Zoom. Go to Zoom.us. Set up that free account. TrueCar. We love TrueCar.com. Castrol Edge as well. Oh, yeah. This is Burn with the Orion Orchestra at the Royal Albert Hall in 2000.
Oh, that's Rick Wakeman's orchestra.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll just hear it. Rock and roll.
You stay red. I don't understand. Past midnight, I still see the land. People are saying the woman is dead. She makes it home with a wave of her hand. The center's ablaze, the stars on fire.
At the Kennedy Center,
yeah,
right?
That's the money shot right there. People laugh when she said burn, right?
Burn.
Burn, yeah.
That could be as rock and roll-y as rock and roll ever gets. You got Burn, you got the devil in there.
It's eight
minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know. Does Spinal Tap have any rivalries with, you know, other bands? You cool with BTO or Deep Purple guys?
We had enough rivalries inside the band we didn't need to.
Within look. Spinal Tap, you didn't really have to focus outside of Spinal Tap.
No, didn't have to look outside at all. There was plenty of muck in there.
And I'm sure you influenced a lot of other bands.
Well, you know, you see bands that went around saying, well, we had Stonehenge before Spinal Tap did. So that's kind of influence in reverse, isn't it?
Oh, I see. Yeah, you influenced them.
Before it even happened.
Before. It was like a reverse influence.
Exactly right.
So you
never thought of it that way.
Yeah, so.
Well, time travel.
Are you suing any of these people who ripped off your idea before it was your idea?
No. You can't sue for that.
I don't know. I Mark Garagos sits right where you sit.
Really?
I do a podcast with him.
A codpast.
podcart with him.
Yeah.
I do a podcast with Mark Garagos, and I think he sued himself. I'm pretty sure he sued a few of his pets. I'm pretty sure he could sue.
Really?
Because this was an idea that you guys had.
Later. Yeah.
That somebody ripped off before.
That's right.
And then
had the nerve to complain about it.
You're leaving money on the table.
It sounds pretty open and shut to me.
Yeah. It sounds more shut than open.
Well, you know. Yeah.
Well, look, you're not a litigious group.
No.
If you wanted to be.
We'd be suing.
You'd be suing, but you're not.
No.
And there are probably other ideas that people stole from you before you thought of them. Right.
I want to go back to he sued himself. Did he win?
I don't know that you ever win when you sue yourself. No, you know point. What I mean?
It's a Pyrrhic victory.
It's a break even.
Yeah.
I just don't know. But I do know. And maybe he's just doing it to stay in shape. Like maybe had a long flight.
Sure.
Yeah. Shadow boxing.
You just want to keep the dust off. The muscles, know what I mean?
Like, the muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. Muscle
it's,
memory.
It's a muscle. Yeah. It's, yeah. Everything's a muscle when you think about it.
He did. He successfully sued two of his pets. And I know he came out on top of that one.
He came out on top of his pets.
Well, not physically, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Monetarily. He did well.
What
he did okay. Well, it was part of the settlement. He can't discuss actual numbers.
What did he sue them for?
I don't know. He's just that aggressive.
Alienation of
he's that
kibble?
Aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe they left some hair on the bed or something.
Loss
you know what I mean? He's a very aggressive, litigious guy.
Okay, well.
And so I'm saying if you
give
want.
Give me his card.
I'll give you his card.
Okay.
Because he will go sue those bands that pre-stole your idea. How about the whole pod thing? Is that someone else's idea before that they took from you?
It was a really bad idea, so I hope not. You know, I mean, people have, you know, rock and roll are always in some sort of contraption or other. You know, I mean, Wakeman was spinning around and there's the thing with the keyboard. I'm sure he got stuck. The Break Like the Wind tour that we did in 92, we were flying down from above to the start of the show, and two of us got stuck.
Halfway
down, so we had to play the song hanging in the air. So,
do you guys know in England that like how you call a cigarette a fag?
Mm-hmm.
Like break like the wind in America is like a fart joke. Like a breaking wind is a fart thing. Like you wouldn't name your album if you're an American band.
Break Like the Wind,
because it would make people think of farting.
Really? No, we didn't.
Yeah,
it didn't.
Is this the first you're hearing of that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know it means something positive or fast or sweeping change or something in England.
Means,
probably.
Well, the wind is, you know,
the wind.
A force
to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying if you had somebody in the United States, and I know TAP's big in the United States, if you had somebody here to consult with, you know.
Well, our record company was in Britain, so they didn't.
You're right. So they thought it was
what
just a
good title.
What
does Breaking Bad mean then?
I'm not sure what Breaking Bad means.
Does that mean farting as well?
No. Like turning bad. Like going to the dark side.
Yeah.
So we were
breaking wind.
We were breaking like the wind. We were turning like the wind.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying if you said, like fag, you know what I mean? Like I'm going to go out in the alley and blow a fag. You know what I mean? Like here.
In this studio?
No.
Oh, in this country.
It's different.
Yes.
It would mean something different.
Confusing.
It's confusing.
Okay. Yeah.
So break like the wind. I would always think of a fart.
I see.
I wouldn't think of something majestic.
What would you think of when I would say I'm blowing a fag?
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Don't name your album.
Right, but you told me what you would think of when I said Break Like the Wind. What would you think of?
Well, I would think of you oral sex, probably, with another fella in the band, or perhaps not outside of the band.
Yeah.
You know, just a guy.
It doesn't have to be in the band.
You're right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
doesn't even have
what
to
I'm
be.
Saying
no,
is
not at all.
Just...
Be
for
careful.
Record albums Be- later, stay away from fags and cigarettes and windbreaking and...
Small's Change is the name of this record. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Oh, that's great.
That's a takeoff. That's because you're...
Small's.
Derek Smalls. Right?
And I'm solo, so it's a change.
Right.
So
it's good.
Small's Change.
Strong.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad
I can't believe this hasn't come up before. The Break Like the Wind.
I mean, maybe David and Nigel were told about it, but not me.
Yeah, I think so. What you do is you kind of stand off
a little to the side and
sort of support.
Yeah, it's the lukewarm water, as I call it in the movie.
They're the visionaries.
They're the visionaries. So that, you know, I call them now, they're like the Icaruses.
Mm-hmm.
They're extreme personalities, guitarists are, that like fly too close to the sun and get their wings singed and have to come back down to earth and get sunscreen put on their wings.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's the story,
That's the story with them, and I'm sort of like the foundation of the building.
Right.
You know?
Right. I can't...
You don't notice it until the earthquake comes.
And then you go, thank God it's there.
Where's that? Yeah. Thank God it's there.
Right, thank God it's
there.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to do that.
All right, that's all right. Sit tight. Let me tell you about LifeLock over here. The FBI has issued an urgent request to reboot your home or office internet router now to disrupt a massive foreign-based malware attack. Hundreds of thousands of routers already have been compromised. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info for sale on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. So let's get ourselves some protections. 2018, I just heard this whole cyber guy going nuts about how this is the new crime. Criminals are lazy. They don't want to bust into windows. They don't want to get bit by dogs. They want to just rip off your identity and make their money that way. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't. Because you got LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Join now, and for the first year, get an additional 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam.
Derek Smalls in studio, formerly of Spinal Tap, always of Spinal Tap.
Once and always of Spinal. I thought they used to. They have to speed those people up to make them talk like that. He was actually doing it for real.
Does it live.
Wow. Give him a couple energy drinks, and he goes at it in real time.
Amazing.
Dawson rock and rolls, and so does Chris Laxamana over there. They both play rock and roll music, too. So, you know, I know Chris doesn't look the part.
Oh, he looks like he plays speed metal if he's talking like that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they could open for Spinal Tap.
Last time we had an opening act, it was this, which was kind of cut out of the film, but you see little bits of it in there. There was a band, an all-girl band called The Dose, mm-hmm. and we all had a bit of trouble with them.
What was that? Was that a Me Too type situation?
No, it was a, you know, little...
Herpes?
Herpes, kind of, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Too much. Oh,
too much information?
I think it's called oversharing.
Yeah, oversharing. Yeah. In the United States, herpes means herpes.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I guess it means the same in England.
So far.
All right. So there was a little sexual situation there, and then things got shared. I saw in the movie there would seem to be an outbreak.
That's what it was.
And then, they never really showed the band, so I didn't know where that came from.
Well, Ian Faith, Damager, had suggested an opening act, and I think he was getting a backhander to put them on the bill with us.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what a backhander is?
Yeah, it's a handy. A hand job?
A payoff.
Oh, payoff.
Payoff, a backhander.
Oh, backhander. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of like a, you know, handy.
Yeah.
You know, like a sexual thing.
Right. And so this lead singer was, you know, too much for us to resist, and we all didn't.
She was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she was.
And she gave everyone herpes?
So far, yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big one. But it was just, I guess they cut it out of the movie for time or for legal reasons.
Well, yeah, I saw the herpes sore, but again, yeah. I didn't get the backstory.
Yeah.
You know, Janine showed up.
I think.
Janine showed
over there.
Up after that. And did she see David's herpes?
I'm sure at some point she did, yeah. They were very close.
Had an understanding.
Big problem.
Well, it's rock and roll.
It's rock and roll.
You know.
Yeah, I guess you just have – Janine was
– You roll with it.
You roll with it.
You rock with it, but you roll with it.
Rock and roll.
That's what I call it.
I know Marty DeBurgi did it. I thought he did a great job documenting the band. But
it was a hatchet job.
You didn't like it.
It was a hatchet job.
You weren't a fan of the movie.
Well, look, Adam.
Yes.
Yes. It's an American tour, mm-hmm. 26 cities.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did 25, one canceled. Mm-hmm. Scientifically – mathematically,
mm-hmm.
about 92.68% of the time, we found our way to the stage straight away. Mm-hmm. You didn't see that in the film, did you?
Almost always.
No. Almost always, mate. Almost bloody always. You're very sharp.
Yeah. In terms of finding your way to the stage. You're nearly 100%.
Nearly 100%.
But what did he choose to show?
Yeah, they feature that.
Right.
No. That's called an agenda.
Do you think he had it out for you?
You know, I'm going to tell you what I think. Because... he had told us he was a big fan of the band,
mm-hmm.
and you know, wanted to follow us on this tour. And how does he do? And then he does that, and he does. You know, I get out of the pod most of the time. Right. That makes 68% of the time.
That's still majority.
Yeah, in the movie, for those who don't remember, there was you guys trying to find your way to stage, and there was an old black maintenance guy, and he kept getting lost. And going, so you look. Incompetent.
One time out of 25, 26 gigs. Yeah.
The pod functioned properly 65 to 70% of the time.
Most of the time
you were able to get out of the pod and then get back into the pod.
Right.
And it worked.
It worked like
that. But he focused on the
negative.
Couple of times
the negative.
That it didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was very bothered by this, and then I realized, because I'm bending over both ways to be fair. he was a fan of the band and thought to himself, this band's been around for 17, 18 years and hasn't broken through yet. I'm going to help them break through by turning him into laughing stocks.
He thought he was doing you a favor.
He was doing us a favor.
He's going to make you famous.
And I like the inverted commas.
Like
there.
Someone who heckles, you know, like, you know, I'm helping you with the show.
Yeah.
You know,
so exactly. Like the puppet show and Spinal Tap at the amusement park.
It happens.
Well, that happened, but it didn't need to be featured.
It didn't need to be 10 seconds on the screen.
And then that thing where you did the, you know, sort of reinventing the 2.0 with the jazz.
Jazz Odyssey.
Right. And you had that guy out there with his thumb just held down. Right. And he was so prominent on
the
screen.
That's
and
right.
Marty could have shot around that
You'd
guy.
Pay for a close-up like that in a film, wouldn't you?
And I'm sure most of your sets were almost always to scale, the scale that you asked for.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. So he's... And, you know, it really drove me crazy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my dad before he passed away. And he said very wise words to me. He said, better to be a laughing stock than no stock at all.
Mm.
Which well, I thought I thought that was very deep. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah. That's...
I don't know. It's like... Bill Buckner, the ball went between his legs, and that's kind of what he's known for. I don't know how if people. I mean, he was a good player and everything, but I don't know if he'd be a household name if that didn't happen.
Did he have other balls between his legs?
The baseball.
Oh,
baseball.
Got it.
He had
probably
it rolled through his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in a band. He was a baseball.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Player. Oh yeah, he had balls.
Just the one ball.
Yeah, the balls.
Balls between his legs.
He has balls between his
legs.
Okay,
great.
But another ball.
So he had a third ball between his legs.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't... Do you guys have baseball?
No. No.
But you have cricket, right?
Yeah. Okay. We have rugby.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to talk about real sport.
Yeah, you guys don't like cricket.
Football. Well, cricket's a bit, you know, I don't know what you'd
say.
I
never thought of it. You have rugby.
Yeah.
So it's funny. You have, like, we have American football.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then
you go all strong with it. Yeah.
And you have soccer.
You went all like Robert De Niro at the Tonys when you said football.
You said, I didn't know you were up on these current events.
Well, I saw the show.
You have soccer, which is a pussy version.
We call it football.
Yeah. But then you have rugby, which is a scarier version of it. You don't have in between.
We
you have
don't
the
have
super
pads.
Boring kick around part, and then you have the savage part.
The real
part.
One. The real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get and this is an interesting thing. I'm going to bet when I say it, may not be interesting until I say it. But the crowds at rugby games, rugby matches as we call them, are very common and, you know, well-behaved. And the crowds at football matches are like hooligans who just tear the place up.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, because the game is so rough. The crowd doesn't need to be rough. But in football, the game is so boring that the crowd needs to provide the excitement
by
beating each
other
up.
Right, so what we call soccer, it's so slow and people get so drunk that they literally start fighting.
Mm. Yeah, well, the game moves to the stands, basically.
It's interesting. I bet there are more fights at a beauty pageant in the audience than there are at a cage
just
fight.
Just do the math.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the micro is if you ever meet guys who fight in the octagon for a living, they're the calmest, sweetest, nicest guys in the world.
Well, they got no aggro left.
It's all worked out.
Yeah.
They leave it in the cage.
Yeah, leave it in the cage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told my second wife.
That wouldn't be a bad name for... That'd be another good tattoo for you.
Another good, yeah.
Leave it in the cage. That'd be a good name for a follow-up album. All right. Should we... Derek, can you hang out and do some news with us?
Yes.
All right. Let's do that. Let's take a quick break. Derek Smalls is here, of course, from Spinal Tap. I'll give you his plugs coming up. We'll do the news right after this.
Corolla Drinks presents Bands on the Beach, July 14th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach, featuring Mo Lauda and The Humble. Mo Lauda and The Humble, plus Roses and Cigarettes. The Smoking Kills. Just another Southern California. The beach is free. The Mangria and Endless Rant IPA and Lager will cost you a little bit. Mo Lauda and The Humble. You couldn't tell by now. Headlines, Bands on the Beach. July 14th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Join us as we get it on the beach. Why did I change?
For more, follow at Corolla Drinks and visit AdamCarolla.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let me hit zoom.us, and then we'll get into the news with Derek Smalls. Spinal Tap. Flawless video, clear audio, and instant sharing across any device, desktop, laptop, tablet, or mobile. Striking HD video and 25 people live on one screen at once, if you dare. Share anything from any device, Word files, spreadsheets, videos, from YouTube or photos from your phone. I was checking it out, talking to the guys from Zoom.us, and as I was doing it, they're throwing stuff up on my phone and pulling YouTube videos up of me doing stand-up that I didn't even know existed. Anyway, it's really well done. Even set up a green screen, create a backdrop, your client's logo, and some exotic locations. And you can visit Zoom.us and set it up for free. Get a free account today. Meet happy with Zoom Video Communications. Set up your free account today at Zoom.us. All right. Well, good, because Derek seems to be up on the news of what's going on and current events out there.
Well, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Singapore for a summit with President Donald Trump, and he's taken every possible precaution to ensure his safety and privacy, including packing his own toilet and bringing it with him. So the overcautious dictator, he deployed decoy planes, three of them actually, from North Korea to confuse possible attackers. He also brought his own food to foil any attempts to poison him. And
By the way, to keep his health private,
he packed his own toilet.
He can live off his fat stored
He'll be okay.
He could make it a few nights.
That's very true.
He could just bring a little cayenne pepper and some stream water and be just fine for a little while.
I believe he also shipped his stretch limousine as well. He flew that over. And a former member of North Korea's Guard Command told Washington Post, quote, "Rather than using a public restroom, the leader of North Korea has a personal toilet that follows him wherever he travels."
That's spooky.
Yeah.
This sounds crazy to us, but Derek's a rock star. You must have had...
Have you done anything like this?
Like a contract writer situations where you must have this, must have that.
We had the bidet clause in our contract for many years.
The bidet clause?
Yeah, where they had to have a bidet installed.
Oh, wow.
At the venue?
At the venue, yeah.
At the venue.
Three bidets, actually.
Three bidets.
Oh, you couldn't all use them?
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
No, it makes sense.
They're rock stars, right?
Yeah. Well, wasn't there a drummer? What about the fourth?
Well, have you ever seen a drummer's ass, you wouldn't want to clean it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Leave it be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, apparently he also brings his own
like
pens.
Like that gardening accident, right?
That's
one of the drummers had where the authorities just said, best not to investigate.
Best to just let it go.
Let it go.
Things happen.
Yeah.
He brings his own pens, and all the staff wipes off everything he touches so he never leaves a fingerprint behind.
See, I've heard that Trump is germophobic too, so maybe they won't really shake hands.
They'll just be each other's bubble.
They'll just do an air handshake.
Spinal Tap's not – they don't get political. You guys are rock and
roll. I got political once.
You
and
did.
I regret it.
What happened?
It was in the early 2000s, and I'm sure you all heard about it. People were saying that the U.S. was treating their guests in Guantanamo Bay,
of course,
to very loud rock music all night long by AC/DC and Queensryche and Metallica and all that. And I couldn't take any more. I had a press conference, which got front paged in the New York Post and everything, where I said, you know, in the name of all that is decent in the world, why does the United States not find it possible to include Spinal Tap on their playlist?
Yeah.
And we got totally trashed for it. So
really?
Enough.
You learn.
So you're off social media. You don't do press conferences.
You don't have any comments about Trump?
Leave it be.
Just leave it be.
Just like the drummer's ass. Leave it be.
The gardening thing.
Yeah.
And the ass. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
Well, Justified, name going around a lot the last few days. Justify won the 150th running of the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, becoming the 13th horse to earn the coveted Triple Crown.
Can I ask a question?
CNBC. Yes.
You don't eat horse meat in this country, right?
No.
No.
So why are the races called stakes?
That's a good...
It's a very, very fair point.
Spell it the same way?
No, they're not.
It's different.
Different spelling.
I hear horses and stakes, and I just, you know...
Delicious.
It's an odd combination.
Yeah.
Well, second year in a row and first time in how many? Before that, it was a drought. I'm the third
Triple
Crown winner.
Yeah, and Justify's jockey, by the way, 52-year-old Mike Smith, became the oldest jockey to ever win the Triple Crown. And just to break it down a little bit, Justify's 3 years old, collected a sizable paycheck for his ownership team, $800,000 of the $1.5 million purse. And having already brought home $1.24 million from the Kentucky Derby and $900,000 from the Preakness Stakes, Justify earned his team a total of $2.94 million in prize money. Here are the last moments from Belmont over the weekend. Even if you're not a horse race fan person, it's very exciting to listen to.
Justify comes roaring home to a raucous Belmont Park with one furlong to run. Gronkowski and Hofberg trying to run him down. Vito Rosso is fourth, but 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And he's just immortal! Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner!
Derek, not the sport of kings. I have a thought. I wish they would enact this rule, which is the lead horse, the jockey can't use the crop. They can't use the riding crop and beat the lead horse because it takes all the incentive away from the other horses that are behind him because they're beating you going, hey, get up front. But then the guy up front's getting beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're the horse in third place,
why
spend more energy to get up there so I can keep the beating going?
In other words, you're saying the incentive for a horse to get to the lead is they'll stop the beating.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Relief.
Uh-huh. More yeah, carrot relief. Stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're thinking like a horse.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Horse
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's called horse sense.
For a reason. True.
Uh-huh.
See, you've got the sport of kings. We've got the king of sports.
Mm.
Well, king of everything.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The real king.
Yeah.
Because
it's a queen, of course, but it'll be king soon.
Someday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think whoever's in front, no beating. Also.
It's not beating. It's whipping, right?
A whipping.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever that is. And it could also make it more competitive because maybe it slows him down a little bit and someone else overtakes.
You mean
and
he relaxes? He relaxes. Thank God the beating's over. I can take a cuppa now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And now someone else gets in there. It's sort of like in race car driving. When the guy's in front, the other guy can bump draft him and get right up on him. It's actually easier for the guy. I'm just saying.
Can't whip him, though, right?
Not the race car driver.
No. Okay.
Still, I mean, you could hit the car, but that wouldn't have an effect.
Not the driver's all in gear anyway. He wouldn't feel it, though.
He's
right?
in a fire suit. Yeah. I find it ironic when you see there's a couple of racers out there, Max Pata, you could find. I think Dale Earnhardt Jr., or maybe there's a couple other guys. Their fire suits have flames on them. Embroidered into them.
And I thought,
it's a mixed message.
It's like flame, stay away is the message, right?
It's supposed to be fireproof.
I'm defying
also
you.
Also, for the safety marshals, if there is an incident and the guy gets out of the car, they see flames all over them. They have moments to react.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I do. So you might get sprayed with something you don't really need.
Right.
Yeah. What if they put an electric shock in the seat of the lead driver?
Oh, that's good.
So as a
driver, how do you feel about that, Adam?
Oh, yeah, I drive cars. Yeah.
Would that make him drive faster?
I don't feel like flogging me would get me to go fast.
A little buzz, a little electricity.
But why does it work with a horse and not with you?
I don't know. I have horse sense, but I don't think like a horse.
You don't
eat
enough
hay,
probably.
Yeah. But I'd still like to enact the rule.
It's great.
Which is
great rule.
No flogging once you're in the number one position.
I will pledge you this. When I own a race course, that rule will be in effect.
Are you planning on buying it?
No.
Oh.
I tried to buy a football team once.
A soccer team?
Soccer team.
Sorry.
Football team, yeah.
Right.
But it's too expensive for me. Too rich for my blood.
It's expensive.
Elton John did it, and I thought, well, this is what rockers do, but
no.
Well, not in my level.
Which did was their team or just
Shrewsbury.
Any team?
Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury?
Shrewsbury in England. The Shrewsbury. Can you guess the name of the team?
Berries or something with the shrew. With the
shrews.
Berry?
The shrews.
Oh, the shrews.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
you have
the shrews.
Wrong half.
Yeah.
Wrong,
yeah. Wrong half. Yeah. I want the
right
berry.
Track.
Yeah. Yeah. The shrew. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing I learned up there is that the posh people, you know, the upper class people, have a different way of pronouncing the town's name just to confuse everyone.
Uh-huh.
They call it Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury. They don't like Shrewsbury.
It sounds too common. Right. This is what England argues about all the time. Is it Shrewsbury or Shrewsbury?
Mm-hmm.
Divided the nation.
Mm. Yeah.
Where'd you come down on the whole Brexit thing? Or is that just, again, staying out?
I don't do politics.
You don't do politics?
I do Shrewsbury versus Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury.
But either way, you didn't walk away with the club.
Did not. No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, though.
Minimally.
Yeah. But still, most people don't almost buy a soccer club.
A second division football team, no.
Yeah, most people don't come close don't to even coming close.
Don't even entertain the notion.
No. It's not like any of the Corollas ever went, hey, I'm thinking about buying a professional sports franchise,
really?
But then back out at
really?
The last
didn't,
moment.
Didn't dream that big?
No. Oh. No, we didn't.
Okay.
Didn't dream at all.
No.
Let alone that big.
No, we didn't dream medium or small. Oh. Yeah.
Well, a jogger who kept defecating outside a block of apartments in Australia has been caught. 64-year-old Andrew Douglas
McIntosh.
Now, that
guy should be hit with a riding crop.
Absolutely. And there's a sweet picture of him, too, getting caught in
there's
the
act. There's a lot of defecating. By the way.
That's a fake picture from the movie.
I swear to God, this was on the news publication.
This is as damning a number two and as far away from the bidet rider that Spinal Tap enjoyed for so many touring years.
He did not look like this in the bidet, I swear to God.
Again, I've had a little MCT oil this morning and a cup of coffee and took my 110-pound lab out for a walk and at some point felt a little something churning.
Rumble.
Down there and had to make a decision about whether to turn back or to stay the course.
Right.
And I think about this, you know, this is bound to happen. Now, I'm not a serial defecator, and I know that sounds weird because that would be, you know, you defecating people's cereal would be almost insane.
Or defecating cream of wheat onto the lawn.
Right. Yeah. So when I say serial defecator, I mean doing it repeatedly,
right.
Not doing it on cereal, I wasn't clear.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
So this guy was a cereal defecator?
Yes. Yeah, he was defecating on a privately owned path up to three times a week during his morning run. He's like an executive, a businessman. It's his world. So the picture was taken of him committing the act. Damning
Who
picture.
Who got that? By the way, the Ansel Adams of where?
Of Brisbane.
Of Brisbane. That guy should get a Pulitzer for that picture. That's
excellent.
That's
not as good as it gets. There's no denying that.
Yep. Yeah. So basically, the investigators, quote unquote, were like the neighborhood watch. They all got together, wanted to figure out who was doing this. They clocked the route, see what joggers were going that route, where the defecation was happening, narrowed it down to where he lived. It took a couple of weeks of standing outside and waiting for him to do it again. Now, he just kind of got...
All right, let's bring this neighborhood watch meeting to order. Is everyone here?
Wow.
We all know why we're here.
Do you think...
Don't make me say it.
Derek, do you think there's a sexual component to this for guys? You know, there are a handful of guys out there that get turned on by sort of fecal defecation. You know, there's something weird about it to me, but...
Yeah, no, I don't see anything sexy about it.
No, not sexy.
Yeah.
Sexual.
Like, is he driven by a sexual urge, or is he a 64-year-old Australian who's, you know, running in the morning and
has
Crohn's coffee?
Disease.
I think he just has trouble. You're talking about you go out with your lab, right? And you feel it, right? Was that sexual?
No.
But
well, I can't speak for the dog.
But the good news for your situation is you had a bag with you anyway.
I did. That's for the dog.
Well, but in an emergency.
In
an emergency.
Look, either way, you can tie it and drop it.
That's exactly right.
In the
so
green
what he
bin.
What he needed was a dog.
Yeah.
He needs a dog.
That's right.
Right. I know in Spinal Tap there's a little confusion about sexy and sexual.
Sexist.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we did a video in 92 called Bitch School, which was about dog training. And MTV banned it because it was sexist. And we thought, it's sexy. And so it just keeps going on.
Right. There's so many variations on that word.
Yeah. Well, this guy received a public nuisance charge, but it was dropped when he agreed to pay $378 in a fine. And that's not all. He had to resign from both his role at the retirement village.
Aww,
yes.
Come on.
I don't know what the fine is, literally. You drive in the goddamn diamond lane in L.A. for 40 feet, and it's over $379. Yeah. This guy drops a deuce on a walking path, and and he gets under that, somebody's got to readjust.
There's a recalibration.
Either I want LA to come down on the high occupancy lane, or Australia's got to step up their
step
game
up.
In the fine department.
Yep. And he had to resign, and he also resigned from the Brisbane City Council Board. He was an advisor after his identity was revealed. Reputation is ruined.
We need to get him together with that woman who jogged and shat everywhere.
Yep.
And they could start a super couple of shitters.
Ooh, yeah. And he can cheat on her with the woman from Tim Hortons?
Right.
That's the
greatest video ever.
Well, she liked to get involved with it. Make a point.
Yeah.
So People Magazine reports that Vince Vaughn was arrested early Sunday morning for a DUI and resisting, delaying, or obstructing an officer. He and a male passenger who was also reportedly booked for obstruction and public intoxication. Well, they're pulled over in South Bay,
You can be arrested for delaying an officer?
Absolutely.
I guess.
Sure.
Really?
Wasting their time.
He was...
He was at a DUI checkpoint down where Hermosa meets Manhattan Beach.
So if you say... Pardon me, officer, but I've just got to reach in here for my identification papers. You've delayed him.
And you're going to get a citation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. So Sergeant, you should have your ID around your
like
neck.
Like a lanyard,
Like a lanyard.
Like a backstage
really
pass.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah, Sergeant Tim Zins clarified to CNN that Vaughn, quote, wasn't fighting with officers, but more delaying them.
I'm guessing he had a couple of drinks and wanted to have it work through his system.
Yeah, and last week, the Manhattan Beach Police Department.
That's why it was delaying. Oh, maybe it was delaying.
I thought he just had an interesting story to tell him about.
He's an interesting guy, I can imagine.
Oh, he's a raconteur,
my way to, you know, golf with somebody, and he's just trying to tell that story or something.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, he's probably dropping names and talking about...
That's a good theory you got going.
Filming swingers back in the day or something like that. But I'm guessing if you had a couple of drinks and you're going to go get your blood tested at the sheriff's station...
You'd want to wait as long as possible.
Well, it kind of depends.
Minutes.
If you just drank... Literally just shot it down. You wouldn't do it now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you did it 2 hours ago, you'd like to stretch
it
out a little more.
Yeah, that's smart. You might be right. They want to underscore their zero tolerance approach to drinking and driving down there. And publicized it on Facebook.
I know this doesn't – I'm not going to win any popularity contests with this statement.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. The one contest we refer to all the time doesn't really exist.
A popularity contest?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to win in any popularity contest.
You don't see a lot of...
Find an example of something that exists.
People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, okay.
Bloody
I'm not going to win
the Bloody People's Choice Awards.
Bloody People's Choice Awards with this, but when I pass by those freeway signs that says buzz driving
is
drunk driving, I think, well, then sober driving is buzz driving. You know? I mean, do the math, Derek.
Yeah. I wish I could.
Well, I'll do it for you. If it's
I'm not going to win any math contests, is what I'm saying to you.
But they have those.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a better example.
Thank
so I'm not going to win a People's Choice Award by explaining this, but drunk driving's up here.
Yeah.
And then buzz driving's underneath it.
Right. And below that is...
And below that is sober.
Sober. And then below that is dead.
Right.
Keep it going.
Well, I think you can drive when you're dead.
Dead driving is...
Dead driving is
well. It's
is
more
drunk.
Dangerous than
it's
buzz
way
driving.
More
it sure is.
Upon.
People have done it.
If you're going to upgrade buzz driving to drunk driving, then everything slides up.
Sure,
it all moves up the scale.
Yeah,
That's a very good point.
In the day and age of Lyft and Uber and all these rides, what is the excuse for this?
Well, I don't want to, especially when you have money. I don't want to defend.
Well, I feel like you're
Vince,
about to.
But I'm about to.
However,
the last time I saw him was
he was running away from you. We sold the house.
I was at an HBO Andre the Giant documentary screening party, and then we walked across the street to the trendy bar to the after party. I work here. I drove in here that day. I live in La Cañada. The things in Cinerama Dome, you know, I came here, I worked all day, then I got in the car and drove over the hill, watched a movie, and next thing you know, you're at this thing at 10 o'clock at night, and it's free drinks. Like, people are walking around with trays, they're literally walking around trays, like, handing you drinks, and like, all right, I got my car, to Uber would have been like, leave my car here, Uber there,
ass.
And then Uber to Lock and Yacht or whatever, so it's like, yeah, I'm gonna have a drink, but I gotta keep it
To a drink,
or two, if I'm staying for a couple hours or whatever it is. But he's there too. Yeah. You're handing him a drink. He's in the, you know, Huntington Beach or something. Like, it's just these things happen all the time. Like, if that's your social schedule, it's always a situation where you have to decide, do I want to leave my car at work in Glendale, Uber to the Cinerama Dome, and then Uber back to La Cañada, or do I want to just keep it mellow at the party? But, oh, that's the other problem. Like, what is mellow?
Exactly. Right. Especially when they're refilling your drink. You can hardly
You're like standing there, and they're handing you drinks, yeah. and then you have a couple drinks, and then you go, huh, I think I'll cut myself off. Right. And then you get in the car, and you're driving home, and you're like, oh, there's the DUI checkpoint. And you're like, oh, boy, what? Where are we at?
And they're looking for U-turns, too.
They're looking for U-turns. And so I've had two drinks in 2 hours, but where are we at?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Anyway.
Well, they popped him.
They have zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance in the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of alcohol, Walmart.
I have some tolerance.
Do you?
For almost everything.
Even drunk driving.
Buzz driving.
Buzz. Right. Same thing.
Which
same
is
thing.
Drunk driving.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart launching their own wine, private label wine, selling it for $11 a bottle. It's called Winemaker's Selection.
This is 10 years overdue.
They're going to sell it for at 1,100 stores. And the grapes are collectively sourced from France, California, Italy, from all over the place.
Only the best.
Coming together for the first time. Mm-hmm. They're looking to win over more affluent shoppers with an upmarket fare and service as organic and high-quality fresh foods move into their
they
margins.
They are
appealing to those millennials.
For 2,000 years, there was only one way to contain wine, and that was a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 20 minutes, I'm passing cans of wine.
Boxes of wine.
Mylar sacks filled with wine.
Bladders of wine.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, at some point, somebody decided after a million years of a round, dark bottle and a cork, we are going every direction but loose.
Absolutely. Right. Mm. And it's cool now. It's not gauche. It's like, you bring to your fancy picnic, you bring the canned wine.
It started with screw tops.
But remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. Derek, what's your weapon of choice? You like tequila? You like scotch?
No, I like wine.
You like wine?
Yeah.
You like wine?
In a bottle. In a bottle.
In a bottle.
Please, in a bottle, please.
Yes.
I'm old school.
I wonder what Mr. Smalls would think of Mangria.
Oh, I should. Yeah, I'd make my own fortified Mangria skull. It's like sangria but we've made it stronger.
Yeah.
So that buzz driving could be drunk driving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You make it possible.
It's the same thing.
Oh, speaking of driving, all right, let's not drink and drive. But if you're going to drive, let's use TrueCar. MSRP, you know what that stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Confusing. Introducing True Price from TrueCar. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. Your true price is a great price because TrueCar shows you what other people paid for the exact same car that you want. The dealers, the certified dealers, set their true price competitively so they can win your business as well. So when you're ready to buy new or used TrueCar and you enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Our own Chris Maxpata got his Prius over there.
Oh, yeah. TrueCar. Just found on my iPhone.
On your phone, that's right. Yeah. They don't have to go to computers. Use your smartphone. Some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. So let's go get ourselves a true price at True Car. All right, Gina Grad, let's do one more.
All right, let's see. What would Mr. Smalls like?
What would Derek do?
Oh, okay.
What would Derek do?
The bracelet.
Yeah.
Well, a Virginia man has slurped down 40 dozen oysters to claim victory at this year's World Oyster Eating Championship in New Orleans.
That's about 40 dozen too many.
Darren Breeden ate 480 in 8 minutes at the festival. About 4,000 South Louisiana oysters were prepared and shuttled tray by tray to a table laden with hot sauce, beer, and other drinks. The seven contestants hunched over the checked tabletop as judges in striped shirts kept careful count. Defending champion Michelle Lesko of Arizona won second place.
Boy, she must have been horny after that.
27 dozen oysters.
Is she a great big fat person?
Well, New Orleans native Adrian Morgan came in third with 26 dozen. And this is a young, slender dude. 40 dozen oysters.
It's a young man's game now. The fit guys, it's not the big guys don't win anymore. The fit guys do it. And I like oysters, although I don't like oysters, but I like them for a competition eating.
Why?
Because we started with hot dogs. They have hot dogs in the UK, Derek?
Very rarely.
Bangers.
Bangers mm-hmm. are sausages without rolls.
We started off with hot dog eating competitions.
Yeah.
And it's totally quantifiable. At some point, it gave way to like rib and wing eating competitions. Unclear how much of the rib was there's some meat on that rib
leftover,
or some
yeah.
meat on, and I don't like that because
right.
now it's not a science anymore.
Right.
The oyster,
the hot dog is either there or it's gone, right?
Right.
Yep.
That's the great thing about a hot dog.
Yeah.
It's either there yeah. Or it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And it's got the bun, but you have to eat the bun too.
You do.
Yes.
So it's there or it's gone.
Yep.
So the whole thing is all or nothing.
I think almost all food is that way.
Yeah. Except for these ribs and wings you were talking about.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're there and gone.
And gone.
Right.
Yeah. Like Schrodinger's cat.
Right.
It's there and not there
wow,
at the same time.
Wow, you went quantum on all
Whose yeah. cat is that?
Schrodinger.
The piano player from Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah, yeah, the guy, a little yep. hunched over boy.
Mm, what is Schrodinger's, whose cat is that? I don't read. What's
it was
going
a,
on?
It was the scientific theory that something could be there and not there at the same time. The cat is alive and it is dead until you open the lid and reveal it in reality. So I was just trying to, you know.
It's like my old band.
I think that's why
yeah,
people
exactly.
don't like cats.
Yeah.
They're not sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you're never sure with a cat.
Would it work with other animals?
I think so. I think so, yeah. I mean, I wasn't great at science, but I think it might, yeah.
So anyway, Derek, in yes. the eating competition?
Yes. You're going to oysters.
The hot dog's either here.
Right.
Or it's
gone.
Not.
It's gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
But the ribs and the wings.
Right. Schrodinger's rings.
Right.
Wings.
Yeah.
Right. You can almost hear him playing now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's him.
So that's what I didn't like about it.
Right.
It wasn't exacting enough for me.
And now oysters you like.
Oysters are gone.
Yeah.
Or they're not. But
there's no two ways about an oyster.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's not like, you didn't really finish. Come on, part of it. You didn't eat the shell.
Well, you never eat the shell.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You guys are agreeing.
Yeah,
yeah, we're
agreeing. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was ready to fight.
If they included the shell, I would watch. You know?
Be a lot shorter competition. No.
I think it would, and it would really sort of separate the men from the boys.
From the
you
boys,
know?
It sure would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think there's 100% chance of food poisoning when you eat 40 dozen raw oysters?
I don't. I think if I think I haven't checked the numbers, but like every 13, you get hepatitis C or botulism.
Oh, I got to double
so
check.
So do the math.
Okay,
you're
right.
Not going to win a math contest, is what you're saying. Again.
Oh, they have math contests.
I know, but you weren't going to win one with that.
No, I'm not going to win a popularity contest.
Oh, I see. All right.
Oh, no, yeah. No, right.
Yeah, this
right.
time.
I'm not going to win a math competition.
With this
unless
estimate.
It was who was most popular at the math competition. Didn't win the competition,
right.
But the most popular.
That you could win.
That I could win.
Yeah.
Because I'm outgoing.
The odds are.
I don't know the numbers.
Right.
But I'm magnetic in my personality.
I've noticed that.
You know what I mean?
Just
congenial.
Being here with you.
And congenial.
Yeah. Yeah.
I light up a room.
You do? Well, this room.
Well, this room's lit.
Yeah.
He literally lit it. He wired it for
paid,
light.
He paid
himself.
Yeah.
Right.
You did light
yeah.
up this
so
room.
So I could win most popular, not necessarily the popularity contest.
But at a math contest.
Or almost any other competition.
Great.
Spelling,
right.
No.
Yeah.
Not spelling.
No.
Well, no, I could win most popular.
Right. You win the
at a spelling
itself.
Competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Not competing in the spelling.
But even
not a good idea.
even an eating competition.
Yeah.
I could win most popular.
But not how many oysters could you eat?
Oh, none. I'd be so busy delighting the crowd with my words.
Got winning yeah.
That's how I win.
Got it. Got it.
You can't have your mouth full of oysters. No. You don't win anything.
How you doing? That's not a winning
that's
thing.
That's not popular.
Dripping out
yeah.
of
right.
Yeah. That's disgusting, really.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
In the United States, herpes means herpes.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Castrol Edge. Tech advances have made engines smaller and more powerful. You need to get that Castrol Edge synthetic, full synthetic Castrol Edge. And they collaborated with the Electronic Arts to present adrenaline-filled driving challenge called Titanium Gamer, inspired by the need for speed video games. You can find if real or computer-based driving skills are superior. You check it out for yourself. And go to Castrol USA YouTube page and watch a really cool video. I've seen it a few times. See who drives better, the guy actually driving the car or driving against the computer? Castrol USA YouTube page. I should also tell you guys, go ahead to Podcast One and take the survey, podcastone.com. Click on the survey banner. It just helps. It's all free. They don't need anything. They just like to know what you want to know. Derek Smalls. Smalls Chain.
Yes, can I say, in the studio with us is the producer of the record, Mr. C.J. Vanston, direct from producing the Toto, last Toto record.
Oh, really?
Came over and did my record as well. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's where Steve came from, right?
Yeah. Well, Steve came from the Lukather family.
Originally.
But I mean the band Toto.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a great producer, brilliant musician.
Plays. Well, he likes cars, and that's one thing I like about him, too, you know.
He's not going to win any car competitions, though.
But if there was a popularity competition at the race.
There you go. There you go.
Give you a run for your money.
Smalls Change, Meditations Upon Aging. It's available now on Amazon, Spotify, and iTunes. It's out as we speak in Washington, D.C., Kennedy Center, Thursday, July 19th. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And us, you go to AdamCarolla.com and find out all the stuff, the podcasting masterclass, and pre-order Uppity, our latest documentary on chassis.com, two S's and a Y. We've had a few hundred of those pre-ordered, and thank you for doing that. I want to thank Christy Dodge, who drove us around in her Toyota all weekend doing the live show. She was at the light, a fan, and really helped us out. And we ran through Red Arrow with her on the way to the airport on Sunday morning.
It's a little bucket list item.
Until with me in the front seat,
in the car,
screaming, urging her on. It was awesome. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Chet Waterhouse, Derek Smalls, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryant. Say it. Mahalo.
As I understand it, you don't correct Satan.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And subscribe to Take an E for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. For tickets and info on everything, go to AdamCarolla.com.